Course, Book 28, Tape 3B. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 3B. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the words and sentences. Number 1.
Relating. Relating. The captain gave a talk relating to teamwork.
Number 2.
Issued. Issued. Uniforms were issued to the recruits.
Number 3.
Fight off. Fight off. The men held their positions and fought off the enemy.
Number 4.
Remote. Remote. Combat training was conducted in a remote area of the military reservation.
Number 5.
Ascent. Ascent. The helicopter lifted off and began a vertical ascent.
Number 6.
Ascend. Ascend. After takeoff, the aircraft ascended to its assigned altitude.
Number 7.
In the face of. In the face of. In the face of danger, the troops acted bravely.
Number 8.
In the course of. In the course of. In the course of the training, everyone became more motivated.
Number 9.
Unite. Unite. If the troops united, they would be stronger.
Number 10.
Minimize. Minimize. If we work together, we can minimize the time necessary to complete the job.
Now go to Figure 2. Listen to the paragraphs and write the missing words. Use the words in the box to complete the sentences.
The platoon leader gave the instructions relating to combat training. Issued the equipment. And divided the squads into two teams. The green team was the enemy. The orange team was the defense. Corporal Moore was assigned to the orange team. Its task was to fight off the enemy. In a training exercise. Combat training exercises were conducted in a remote area ...30 miles east of Fort Dale, near Ash Hill. To get to their positions, the members of the orange team had to move to the opposite side of Ash Hill. According to the squad leader, the ascent up Ash Hill was going to be very difficult for the men who had to climb with heavy equipment. Corporal Moore had some difficulty as he ascended the hill. His squad leader was right. The corporal's heavy equipment made the climb hard, but he continued until he reached the other side. He realized that in the face of danger, he'd have to be prepared. In the course of the exercise, the soldiers were advised to be ready to deal with any situation. To be successful in this type of training, they would have to unite and minimize their errors.
Listen to the paragraphs again and check the words you wrote.
The platoon leader gave the instructions relating to combat training, issued the equipment, and divided the squads into two teams. The green team was the enemy. The orange team was the defense. Corporal Moore was assigned to the orange team. Its task was to fight off the enemy in a training exercise. Combat training exercises were conducted in a remote area 30 miles east of Fort Dale near Ash Hill. To get to their positions, the members of the orange team had to move to the opposite side of Ash Hill. According to the squad leader, the ascent up Ash Hill was going to be very difficult for the men who had to climb with heavy equipment. Corporal Moore had some difficulty as he ascended the hill. His squad leader was right. The corporal's heavy equipment made the climb hard, but he continued until he reached the other side. He realized that in the face of danger, he'd have to be prepared. In the course of the exercise, the soldiers were advised to be ready to deal with any situation. To be successful in this type of training, they would have to unite and minimize their errors.
Now look at the paragraphs again and answer questions. Use the words you wrote. Number one.
What did the platoon leader do? Repeat. He gave instructions relating to combat training.
Number two.
What did the platoon leader do with the equipment? Repeat. He issued it.
Number three.
What was the orange team's task? Repeat. Its task was to fight off the enemy.
Number four.
Where were the combat training exercises conducted? Repeat. They were conducted in a remote area.
Number five.
What would be difficult for the men who climbed with heavy equipment? Repeat. The ascent up Ash Hill would be difficult for them.
Number six.
When did Corporal Moore have difficulty? Repeat. He had difficulty as he ascended the hill.
Number seven.
What had the corporal realized? Repeat. He realized that in the face of danger, he'd have to be prepared.
Number eight.
What would the soldiers have to do to be successful in their training? Repeat. They'd have to unite and minimize their errors.
Now turn to Figure 3. Repeat the words and sentences. Number 1.
Descend. Descend. To descend means to come down.
Number 2.
descent, descent. Descent is the act of coming down.
Number 3.
Diesel. Diesel. A diesel is a certain type of engine.
Number 4.
Input. Input. Input is something that is put in, such as data put into a computer.
Number 5.
Offense. 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 Offense is the act of attacking. An offense is a violation or wrong.
Number 6.
Output. Output. Output is the work done or the amount produced.
Number 7.
Petroleum. Petroleum. Petroleum is a liquid used as a source of fuel.
Number 8.
Prison. Prison. A prison is a place of confinement.
Number 9.
Resistance. Resistance. Resistance is the same as opposition.
Number 10.
Take on. Take on. To take on is to hire someone or agree to do something.
Number 11.
Theory. Theory. A theory can be a set of principles or a supposition.
Look at figure 4. Listen to a sentence, then use one of the words in the box to complete the sentence in the exercise. Two of the words will be used twice. Number 1.
The act of attacking caught the enemy by surprise.
Number 2.
The act of coming down from the tower was easier than going up.
Number 3.
Gasoline is a product of a liquid used as a source of fuel.
Number 4.
That man was in a place of confinement for 10 years.
Number 5.
A certain type of engine is used in most army tanks.
Number 6.
The attacking forces met with little opposition.
Number 7.
Jerry said that he couldn't agree to do more work.
Number 8.
The captain requested data from the platoon leaders.
Number 9.
The soldiers came down the hill in less than 30 minutes.
Number 10.
During the exercise, military principles were put into practice.
Number Number 11.
The quantity produced at the furniture factory will be increased.
Number 12.
The manager didn't hire Jim for the job.
Number 13.
Stealing a car is a serious violation.
Let's check your answers.
Number 1 is offense. Repeat. The offense caught the enemy by surprise. Number 2 is descent. Repeat. The descent from the tower was easier than going up. Number 3 is petroleum. Repeat. Gasoline is a product of petroleum. Number 4 is prison. Repeat. That man was in prison for 10 years. Number 5 is diesel. Repeat. A diesel is used in most army tanks. Number 6 is resistance. Repeat. The attacking forces met with little resistance. Number 7 is take on. Repeat. Jerry said that he couldn't take on more work. Number 8 is input. Repeat. The captain requested input from the platoon leaders. Number 9 is descend. Repeat. The soldiers descended the hill in less than 30 minutes. Number 10 is theory. Repeat. During the exercise, military theory was put into practice. Number 11 is output. Repeat. The output at the furniture factory will be increased. Number 12 is take on. Repeat. The manager didn't take Jim on for the job. Number 13 is offense. Repeat. Stealing a car is a serious offense.
Now go to figure 5. This is a dictation exercise. You will hear a paragraph 3 times. Just listen the first time. Write the paragraph the second time you hear it, then check your work the 3rd time. Now listen, but don't write.
The corporal's decision to leave the military was not sudden. He had been thinking about it for a long time. In the first place, he wanted to be able to spend more time with his family. In the second place, he was ready to go back to college. He said that he would return to the military to defend his country if necessary, but he hoped that would never happen.
Listen again. This time write the paragraph in figure 5. Listen.
The corporal's decision... to leave the military... was not sudden. He had been thinking about it for a long time. In the first place, he wanted to be able to spend more time with his family. In the second place, he was ready to go back to college. He said that he would return to the military to defend his country if necessary. But he hoped that would never happen.
Now check what you have written while you listen to the paragraph again.
The corporal's decision to leave the military was not sudden. He had been thinking about it for a long time. In the first place, he wanted to be able to spend more time with his family. In the second place, he was ready to go back to college. He said that he would return to the military to defend his country if necessary, but he hoped that would never happen.
You can see the paragraph on the answer page for this tape. This is the end of tape 3B, book 28.